Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average man. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Ringside Revolution. As always, I am your host, Brittany Lynn, and joined by your second co-host of the show, the fabulous, the talented, Miss MJ. I always have to give you, like, a really proper introduction, I feel like.
You always make me feel so special.
I really try. Now, before we get into all the goodness of today's show, make sure you visit thechairshot.com for all your news, reviews, podcast needs, and to listen to our show. And of course, make sure to keep up with everything Ringside Revolution by following us on social media. You can find us on Twitter at rrevpodcast and on Instagram at Ringside Revolution. Again, Twitter is rrevpodcast. That's R-R-E-V podcast. Now, everyone likes to stalk us on social media, or so we feel like. Anyways, I hope. So, if you want to follow me, Brittany, you can find me on Twitter at Brittany underscore Lynn. That's B-R-I-T-N-I underscore L-Y-N-N-E. On Instagram at Brittany Lynn without the underscore. MJ, tell everybody where they can find you just in case they don't know by now.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Same name, MJ underscore Santi with two I's.
And now we get to get into all the fun stuff because we have a special guest, our first ever guest, which is Samantha, or the Samantha Bella, as we know her on Instagram. I mean, I do anyway, so. Samantha, thank you for joining us and coming on here to talk some wrestling with us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Girls, I'm so glad you guys decided to use me. I'm excited and I'm super nervous.
Don't be nervous. Well, you know what? I say that, but when I did my first podcast ever, I was so nervous. And then when me and MJ recorded our first show, and I was like, it took me like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start now. I'm going to start.
Yeah, I think we were both nervous.
Yeah, because that was the first time for me leading the show. Like, I was just, you know, waiting my turn. So,
well, you sound amazing.
Thank you. I understand the nerves because I think so. I still get nervous sometimes, though, which is weird, but I do.
So do I. It's okay. So do I.
Yeah, it's just natural.
All right, so you girls have been there.
Yeah, like, okay. We get the nerves, like, because I still get them. Even though I shouldn't, but I still do. So, I mean, I guess that means that we enjoy it, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
So, Samantha, tell us a little bit about you. Like, where are you from? And then, of course, on social media, because you have quite the following. And I see your is it body painting?
Yes. I am a makeup artist, and I went to school for it. Mm-hmm. But my passion was, it wasn't really beauty makeup. It wasn't making people beautiful. It was making people, like, ugly, basically, because I really like the special effects, the body painting. I like to be a little bit more expressive. So, yeah, I definitely, when I was in school, I gravitated more towards the special effects and the body painting. So, you've seen some of my work.
Yes, I love it. I wish I could do stuff like that, but that's not where my talent is. Like, photography is my talent, and I'm really good at writing, but, like, that's about it. Like, I wish I could, like, makeup, not my strong suit, but I do all right.
Well, we definitely need to collaborate if you're a photographer, for sure. Let's get some body paint. Let's get some pictures. Let's do it.
I'm up for it. Listen, I'll make the trip. We'll make it happen.
We'll go halfway. Halfway.
Yeah. We'll just meet in the middle somewhere. It's totally fine.
But, like, it's fine, yeah.
Samantha, let the people know where they can find you if they want to follow you on social media.
So my social media, my Instagram is the Samantha Bella. My Twitter is underscore Samantha Bella underscore. And YouTube, just Samantha Bella. I've been slacking on my YouTube, but I still got a channel up there.
See, so everybody make sure that you follow her. She's awesome and she's so gorgeous and obviously sweet and she loves wrestling. So, like, what is better than that?
Seriously. I've gotten a lot of marriage proposals in my DMs. I'm not going to lie.
You?
I'm like, really? Like, why? Stop.
Shoot. We'll send some my way.
I'm really sure you don't want these ones.
No, probably not. I'll pass. So I figured, like, we would switch it up a little bit because usually, you know, we run through all the shows, but I wanted to do something a little different and I didn't even tell MJ about it. So I'm just catching everybody off guard, you know? So we're going to have a little roundtable discussion and I feel like this will be the easiest way for us to get through everything. Because I feel like I thought we weren't going to have a lot to talk about, but I feel like we have some important topics to cover. See, you have to get used to this because I screw up every time at some That's point.
Okay. I'm like, I love it.
You know, I'm human.
Exactly.
So first things first, Rey Mysterio is coming back full time. Well, I mean, what do you guys think about that? Samantha, what are your thoughts? Rey Mysterio full time.
You know what? This is what I was super, super nervous about because he was kind of when I was, okay, so I was forced into watching wrestling when I was younger because I have a younger brother. Mm-hmm. So luckily I know who he is. You know, I grew up on all these amazing wrestlers, The Rock, Stone Cold, Rey Mysterio, all these amazing, like legends basically. But, you know, I feel like I don't know that much about him to give you guys my opinion. I mean, I know he's awesome. I saw him at the Rumble. Mm-hmm. Holy crap, that was amazing. So, but, I mean, I'm excited to see what he's going to bring because, you know, I haven't really watched a show that I've actually, like, paid attention to and have wanted to watch in a while. So I hope he brings mm-hmm. some excitement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing, too, and MJ, obviously I'm going to get your thoughts, but I think a lot of my fear is when they bring back these guys, you know, from our generation, when we were watching wrestling growing up, is that they just oversell them. And we see them periodically, like here and there, but that's about it. But I guess this is a little different because, you know, Rey Mysterio is coming back full time. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with him. And I hope it's something good and something really interesting. But, you know, WWE doesn't always, you know, give us what we want. So, you know, like most of the time. So, like, MJ, what do you think?
I'm excited. Rey Mysterio has always been one of the guys that I've loved. And he looked like he was in great shape at Royal Rumble. I saw him at a live show for Northeast Wrestling, an independent show last year, too, and he looked great there. The only thing I'm concerned about is that maybe overworking him. Because, you know, the WWE schedule is, like, a lot more intense than other wrestling promotions, so I'm just afraid of them overworking him, and I don't want to watch Rey Mysterio and him looking like tired in the ring. And I hope that they just don't ruin his return. You know, like they have people return and they don't really use them, like Shelton Benjamin returned, and yeah, what is he doing? And
nothing.
Bobby Lashley yeah, returned, Bobby Lashley. And what is he doing? So, I mean, I do think Rey Mysterio is a much bigger star than them, and he's like one of those that he's definitely going in the Hall of Fame. So I'm really excited, and there's just so many matches in my head already that I'm thinking about that I can't wait to see with him.
Yeah, because I think if they use him the right way, it's going to be awesome because it's Rey Mysterio, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. But like social media, obviously none of us are living under a rock and we use it every day. so I'm sure we've seen this little rumor going around about a certain NXT superstar by the name of Lars Sullivan. And like, what kind of podcast would we be if we just didn't talk about this? Samantha, have you heard about this? Have you seen?
I'm gonna go ahead and take a pass on this one because I have no idea who this person is.
She's like, yeah, I don't know him. Yeah.
I'm like, damn it, they hit me with one of those questions. I knew it was gonna happen. I'm so glad it was in the beginning though.
You know what? It's okay though. But yeah, so MJ, Lars Sullivan, giving, you know, the rumor going around, since we'll fill you in on it. So the rumor going around is that he slept with a female fan in exchange for front row tickets to WrestleMania. A lot of people are like, I don't see it. He's not that big of an NXT star yet. Like, what pull does he have for that? So whether or not this is true or false, we don't know. But that is, I think he was trending for it a little bit.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. MJ, what are your thoughts on
that? Ew. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird, but whatever. Teach their own, I guess.
Yeah, like, it was funny because I was scrolling through some of the comments and people were like, so, I'd like front row. Like, what do I have to do for this?
Well, like, clearly they clearly know now.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I wasn't sitting front row, so it wasn't me, all right? So, I was taking my name off the list. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I've noticed he's been pretty quiet on social media the last few days. I'm sure for a good reason. So, mm-hmm. I think we'll just have to see how much shit he gets from that when he comes back, if he does at all. But I think it's pretty interesting. Part of me wants to go, what's up with that? But I'm not, because that's not the kind of friend that I am, and that's, you know, a different story for another day. So another thing, Monday Night Raw, Kevin Owens, like MJ and I, we freaking love Kevin Owens, and now he's injured. So MJ, I'm assuming that you've heard about this, but like Kevin Owens legitimately injured, knee injury, and headed for surgery. They don't know when he's going to be back. I'm freaking devastated about this.
Yeah, I actually, did WWE post about it? Because I was seeing like people talking about it, and then I was like, wait, what? He was injured?
Yeah,
and then
I didn't know until I saw the post either.
Yeah, so I guess I just totally missed it. And then did he get injured during his match with Lashley? Like, I didn't see that part either.
Yeah, I think that's when it happened.
I'm sad, but I also, like, with WWE, with how they've been using him, I think that maybe, like, it sucks that he's injured, but time off the TV, I think maybe will help him in a way. Like, yeah. You know, when he comes back and he makes that return and he's going to get that pop, like...
Yeah, I think in his case, it could be beneficial because it's Kevin Owens, so when he comes back, he's going to come back, I would hope, in a big way, and I hope they actually figure out something that they want to do with him, because I feel like he's just kind of in limbo right now. So I feel like, you know, as sad as an injury is and unfortunate as it is, I think that in the end, for Kevin Owens and his character, I think it could be beneficial. Samantha, do you have any thoughts on that?
I'm not a Kevin Owens fan, but
the show is over. No,
I'm sorry, but I mean, he's a great superstar. I just, you know, I never got on his bandwagon, but I hate seeing the superstars injured. Like, it is the worst because they all say, you know, when you're away from the camera, people forget about you. But, and I was with Dean Ambrose. Oh my God. I was like chomping at the bits. Like, when are you coming back? When? So, I mean, I hope for a speedy recovery for him because he is actually amazing in the ring. He's a great personality. He's got, you know, he's got the crowd, so I hope he gets better.
Yeah. So, okay, see, the show can continue now. Hashtag, we have to hashtag, we're good. Because, you know, for a second, we were like, uh-oh, it's about to be like a cat match because we were going to take you off. You know?
I mean, let's go.
She's got the outfits and everything, though. Like, MJ, we can't compete.
Stop it. Stop.
I know. I'm like, damn, she's got the body paint and the outfits. Like,
I just have t-shirts.
Yeah, like, I have a few t-shirts that I never post myself in, by the way.
Like, oh, my God. I was literally going through, like, my... Because I wanted to do a surprise shoot today, but I couldn't find the shirt that I wanted because all my shirts are black and that shirt was black. I couldn't find it. I'm, like, going crazy, so now I couldn't do it. Because I have so many shirts. It's a struggle.
It is, like, I have half of my closet with wrestling shirts, so I can understand the struggle. I feel like you probably have way more than I do.
Oh, my God.
But, like,
I think I need to do a video where I'm counting them all or something. Because it's ridiculous.
I'll watch it.
Okay.
Subscribe.
Done.
So... Back to Monday Night Raw. Evolution. We'll start with that. Because we thought, okay, after Super Showdown, it's going to kick off. We're going to get some new things. For me, I personally didn't like Raw. I was not a fan of Raw this week. Usually I don't sit and complain about it, but I hated it. I didn't like it. I was disappointed with the build-up. I'm assuming because Alexa Bliss's injury, they decided, you know, we're going to take these singles matches at Evolution, put them into a tag team match, which I can understand. It was cool to see Lita, but I feel like I wasn't as excited about it. We just got Trish Stratus, Alexa Bliss again, and they joined them up, and that was it. I don't feel like there was any hype about it. I don't feel like it was that exciting. I don't feel like we got a lot extra this week. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Because I wasn't feeling it.
I mean, how could you not be overly excited to see Lita? Like, I actually jumped out of my seat
and when it happened.
He may have gotten injured, but it's okay.
That's a long-standing joke now between us because she... told me about that one time, and I'll never forget it. Well, I'm never gonna let it go.
It was because of Lita. That's what initially started when she came out in Royal Rumble, and then I punched him out of excitement. So this time I got up and I was like, yes! And then my son was still awake. He goes, Mommy, you gotta calm down, okay?
Oh my God.
She had to control the situation, like, Mom, you've never seen me.
So yeah. I mean, I was excited. I mean, I think I'm wondering why they changed it to a tag match, but I think it's going to be cool. I think it'll help Trish and Lita, though, in the long run, because I know they haven't really done singles matches in so long. So, you know, I kind of get it, but I'm still just really excited.
Yeah. I think for me, I was just bummed about it, because I think I more so wanted something new. and yeah. doesn't really get anything new. Samantha, what do you think about this build-up to evolution? I mean, do you think it's been okay, or do you think it's severely lacking? Like, how I feel that it's lacking, and for the most part. Being, what, a little less than 3 weeks out now?
I just feel like I have very strong opinions on this whole evolution thing, which some I will keep to myself because being a woman, it sounds bad saying, but, how many people listen to this, because I'm going to lose some followers if I truly speak. I'm just going to go into it real quick, because the way I see evolution is I wanted to be excited about it. I was like, oh my God, all these girls are getting so many opportunities. The women's revolution, oh my God, first ever Royal Rumble, Hell in a Cell, all these matches are so iconic. And now we get our own, or they get their own pay-per-view. But, the hype about it, the buildup, I kind of feel like, I love the women. I love the women. I love the women's revolution. I'm all about it. But I really feel like if they wanted to push the women, why didn't they give them like a bigger arena? They kind of gave them a smaller arena. And the WWE is already kind of struggling selling out normal pay-per-views. So I really feel like evolution was really pushed upon them because that was the next step for them. But I'm so incredibly proud of the women. I'm so excited to see all these legends come back. But, everyone's texting me, are you going to go to Evolution? Are you going to go to Evolution? First of all, I have prior plans. But also, I didn't feel like I need to be there. It's just, my feelings are very indifferent about this paper. I really hope that they come through, though, and, they prove people like me wrong. So,
yeah, I understand what you're saying, because I feel like I'm the same. I started out really excited about it because it was a big deal. And I think as it's gotten closer, I feel a little less excited because I feel like it's going to be almost just thrown together.
Exactly.
And I think that's what sucks, because I think the women deserve so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really getting
You're
it.
Right.
And yeah, and they've You're showed right. it in the build up to this and everything leading up to it, that as much as they try to preach about this women's evolution and the women are just as good as the men and they're taking over, I don't see it. I haven't seen it. I think we get little bits and pieces of hope, and then it just kind of goes away. So, I don't know. I hope, like you said, I hope it turns out good, but I'm just really in between when it comes to this.
I think where they made the mistake was having Crown Jewel so close to Evolution. It's like they just had an event there, like, not too long ago. So, I get whatever deal they have over there, and they're making money, but, like, do they really need to make it within days of the females pay-per-view? Like, I feel like
it takes their shine a
little bit. And then, like, obviously, like, Raw, like, within 30 minutes, like, how many times was Crown Jewel even talked about? So, and then, like, Evolution is just put in the back burner, and it's like, yeah, I get it, you're making more money with Crown Jewel, but aren't you supposed to care about the female wrestlers like you say you do? Isn't that the whole reason you're giving them Evolution, because you're saying that you care about them, but yet there's no buildup, and they're focusing on Crown Jewel every 5 seconds. How many times have we even heard about this stupid, what was it? That battle that they're having with all the old stars?
Oh, the World Cup?
Yes, that thing.
That's like the stupidest name, honestly.
Yeah. And then like 4 of the stars in it right now are all just straight Americans. Yeah. Like, okay. That makes a lot of sense. And you have a lot of superstars from different countries. So, I mean, I'm over Crown Jewel.
pretty much. So I guess another match that we had made for that is obviously Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, which I'm excited to see. I like the altercation that they got into on SmackDown, and Charlotte, got cut up a little bit. I thought it was good. I think they were a lot more physical than a lot of the other women we see, I guess, when building up to a storyline. So I don't know. This match I'm looking forward to. I don't know if I'm as excited at the fact that it's at Evolution, because, we've seen Becky versus Charlotte now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I think it's big for Evolution as far as that match goes, but I'm still excited to see it and how it's going to turn out. I hope they don't give it back to Charlotte.
Ugh, please,
but
no.
I just feel like it could go that way.
I hope, like, she doesn't need to be an 8-time women's champion already. Like, it's just such overkill. Like, I know she's this big star, and she's one of the best female wrestlers I've seen, but, like, just let Becky win this again, please.
Yeah. Like, just let her hold on to it for a little bit. Because I said before, as much as I like Sasha Banks, we do not want Becky to turn into Sasha Banks, where they just give her the title, and then it's gone.
Exactly.
Watch out for those Sasha fans. I know, Sam, like, I know you like Sasha, but you're not one of those fans that I've seen.
Oh my god, you guys know it's so funny, because I was just talking to, can I name drop? I mean, it's not, like, a big name drop.
Yeah.
I was just talking to, you guys know TKO?
Yeah, I've seen him on.
So, I was just talking to him the other day, because he was, like, we were talking about Mania or something, and he was like, because I had my purple hair at the time, I don't have purple hair anymore, but I was going to WrestleMania, and I was like, I need to do something big, so I had her Wonder Woman gear, you know, but, like, I'm not an actual Sasha Banks fan.
Oh, really?
But, you know, no, it's just so easy to do her, because I had purple hair, so, I mean, I like her, sense. But I'm not a fan. I mean, I like her, I'm a fan, but not a fan.
Fun fact. I saw Samantha at WrestleMania, because I was there. Oh my god, with my girl, you know, so I was there, and I was like, okay, because they had to get their picture together, you know, because she was Carmella
is Sasha what
Ellie was, so I was like, okay, so, you know, me and your friends, I think, were taking you guys this picture.
That is, I don't remember any of Mania. When I think about Mania, I remember New Orleans, but I don't remember any of Mania.
New Orleans, that was something, wasn't it?
Beautiful. Oh my god, I loved it.
I could probably talk about that the whole show, but we won't, because, you know, it was like WrestleMania.
Yeah. living in the past.
I could. So,
same.
Returns. DX. Because we're like, okay, last time we're going to see all these guys in the ring. And then, like, I'm pretty sure MJ was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to have, like, a tag team match or something.
Yeah.
And, like,
bam. Last time. Yeah,
tag
sure.
Tag team match. I like the idea of DX. I mean, obviously, it's just because, again, Crown Jewel is coming up, so they got to do something big. But I still love DX, because for me, again, always, it's the nostalgia of it. I mean, so are you guys excited for this whole DX reunion?
Against the Brothers of Destruction? Honestly, not really.
Yeah, true.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think you really need to see four older guys wrestle in the ring together. I mean, I loved DX. I always said China was my girl back in the day, because she kicked a lot of the males' asses, and I loved that. But I don't really need to see it. I kind of liked that Shawn Michaels was, like, just retired. So, him coming back for this, I don't know. And I'm just going to say, real quick, I'm a little annoyed that they're coming back for one match, and the Brothers of Destruction are coming back for one match, and they have t-shirts for their teams, but Trish and Lita don't have one.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about that.
Because
Team Bestie is a thing.
Like, something here, you know? Because you guys do care about women, right? So, let's get a shirt.
Where's their shirt?
I would have bought it.
Yeah,
it would definitely sell.
Yeah, but so we're going to have to write them a very stern letter.
So they cannot read it because they hate us.
We're just going to tweet about it and see what
happens. There you go.
I just like to say letter because it's super cheesy and makes
I love it. I loved it. Like
the mom of the group, but I'm not.
I'm going to go to the post office, get a stamp, and mail it out.
Exactly. With anger, like when I put that stamp on that envelope, you know.
Dear Stephanie McMahon. Dear Vince McMahon.
Exactly. And it'll never make it.
No.
So, I know someone who you do like, though, Samantha, and that is Nikki Bella.
Say it!
So we finally got a Bella Twins heel turn, and I love them so much more as heels. Like, as
me faces. Too.
I mean, I like them still, but as heels, those are my girls. So, I wish that the turn would have been a little bit better. I think they could have done something a little bit more with it, but Samantha, I want to give you time to talk about this. Like, what are your thoughts on this heel turn? Do you think it could have been better, or... I mean, did you think it was fine for what it was?
So I missed it because I was at work. So I was like, I put in my story. I was like, whoever got footage of it, you know, send it to me. A gazillion people sent it to me. And I was like, that's it. Like, I was so disappointed. It could have been better. I'm glad that they turned. I was definitely over the hugging and, you know, the niceness. And no, they need to be bosses. They run it. They rule it.
And I'm sorry, but I really hope that Nikki, like, slaughters Ronda Rousey. Like, I'm over her. I was over her the second I saw her.
Yeah, I am not a Ronda Rousey fan at all. I'm just like, of course she comes in because of her name, and they just go, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
And I hate when they do that with anybody. Here's
the belt, too. Go ahead. You could take the belt, too. Sure,
yeah,
why not?
I hate when they do that with anybody.
Yeah.
MJ, yeah. How you feeling?
Okay, so I kind of like Ronda Rousey.
So okay, the show's over.
I like her, and I can tell she has such a passion for wrestling, so I think that's why I like her. But I am a Bella fan, even though Brie is my main girl, so I like Brie's my favorite. But I love the Bellas, and I love them more as heels. I actually got a lot of hate for liking the Bellas on my Twitter, which was really funny.
Of course.
Yeah. I got those tweets of, you know, Nikki sleeping away to the company, blah, 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 same old story. But I'm a little afraid for Nikki. I just hope that Ronda's careful with her. That's always been my worry about those two fighting. But yeah. I hope that Nikki kicks ass, and I hope that she proves all those haters wrong and has a great match with Ronda.
And she takes the championship back. Oh, please. Like, I don't know if it'll happen, but I feel like super giddy, just like, maybe it'll happen, you know?
So. it would be amazing because now this time around, she doesn't, I hate to say it, but she doesn't have John now, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he may have boosted her, but she's on her own now. So they give it to her. Oh my God, I will jump for joy. I will be so happy.
Well, we're going to cross like our fingers, toes, like anything we could think of and just, you know, hope that, you know, come through, sis.
Power of positivity.
Exactly. So, do you guys have any thoughts on this whole Dean Ambrose thing? Because, I mean, certainly he still seems to be a little off his, I want to say off his rocker. Sounds like a super old lady term.
You make him sound old.
I know. I'm like, this sounds super old, but right? Like, he's still losing his mind, so to speak. So, do you guys still, I mean, do you think we're going to actually see Dean Ambrose turn?
I don't know. I'm still conflicted about this. I feel like it's too in your face, and I don't know. I'm still like, I didn't really understand the walking off thing at the end of Monday Night Raw.
I don't know.
I don't even know what to think about it.
I don't know about Ambrose.
I don't know anymore.
So I mean, what do you think? Do you think he's gonna turn, or do you think they're just playing at this point?
So Dean Ambrose is my man. Mm-hmm. Dean Ambrose, I was devastated when I found out about him and Renee, but whatever. like I was saying earlier, you know, when he returned, like the buildup was just like, come on, when's he coming back? When's he coming back? Like, let's go. And I really feel like they kind of wasted his return by bringing him back the Raw before, what was it, SummerSlam, I think? Was it SummerSlam? SummerSlam, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that it was a really missed opportunity, but whatever, you know, WWE, go ahead and do your thing. But I love The Shield. I love every single member of The Shield. I love them together. I love them separate. But I don't, like, Dean's been champion before. He can do it again. And I would love to see him with the Universal title. Or, you know, if they do another shakeup, whatever, the heavyweight championship, whatever. I really think that he's good with or without them. So a heel turn, you know, everybody knows it's coming. Everybody, it's happening. I just don't know when, but he can do it with or without them. And I hope he finds his way back to a title soon.
So there you go, guys. Like, that is the final word, because, like, Samantha said so. Sorry, Stone Cold, like, you know, whatever, but, like, Samantha
said so. And that's the bottom line.
Exactly. Case closed. Done. Yeah, done. We're done here.
All adjourned.
So, I was gonna bring up this whole World Cup match, but I think we can all agree that it's stupid. The name is stupid. Mm-hmm. We don't like it, and you know what? We're not even gonna waste our time on it, because you know what? WWE doesn't want to give us some evolution time, so we're not gonna waste our time.
Good.
On this World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that. Yeah, like,
bye.
I can't.
Get out here. Like, we're not soccer. Stop. Like, I can't.
We're not soccer.
So stupid. Like, seriously. Come on, guys. You really couldn't think of a better name.
Like, right?
Well, the event is called Crown Jewel, so.
Yeah, come on. Like, because women, like, if it was up to us women, we would have came up with something better. But the men came up with it. No, if it was up to us listening, but like, come on.
Sometimes if it was up to us, it wouldn't be on right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that better turned into a man haters episode.
It's not. We love you guys.
It's not. We love you guys. We do.
We do love you.
Listening. We're just giving some crap. So
it's WWE at this point, not anyone else.
You know, don't hate us. Tune in, listen to us. We love you guys. You know, we just got to give you guys a little crap from time to time.
We're just that's our plain job. Guys.
Yeah, like that's our job as women. So this whole, okay, so Lana, Aiden English, Rusev, we found out about the whole Milwaukee thing. MJ and I were so glad because we were like, this thing can't possibly drag out. Like, there's no reason for it to drag out. And I'm so glad that they kind of ended that little part of this feud, if that's even what it's going to be. So I'm just glad. I don't feel like I have too much to say on it. I'm glad that it just, like, that part is over with.
Yeah, it was pretty cringe. It was pretty cringe.
It was boring.
It was. And I feel like they put it together so sloppily. Like, it just wasn't good. Like, even in the little video, like, you could tell there was more to it. It was just, they didn't really put any thought behind it. So why they even went that direction, I think, was really stupid in the first place. But yeah. It lasted what? We got 2 weeks out of it. So that's, you know, more than enough.
They needed content. They needed content.
That's what it was. And that's really what it comes down to. And I think that's the sad part. So get new writers.
Mm-hmm. I feel another letter coming on.
Yeah, I'm just spewing the hate tonight. Like, I'm feeling feisty, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what's gotten into me.
Crown Jewel.
Yeah, that's Crown Jewel. That's what it is.
Crown Jewel being like 3 days after Evolution. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't make me flip my desk over, guys.
Oh, Lord.
Just kidding. We need this show. So I guess I want to save the best for last. So when I say the best, this whole Miz TV segment I thought was gold. Miz White, he's not my favorite, but he's so good at what he does. Like, I can't even hate on him because, like, the Miz is so good at what he does. Mm-hmm. But the Daniel Bryan taking on AJ Styles, do you guys have any early predictions on that? Or do you think the Miz is going to play a part in this match somehow? Like, what do you guys think?
I don't see Daniel taking out Crown Jewel, but I do think the end game is going to eventually be Miz and Daniel Bryan after the title for possibly WrestleMania or Royal Rumble, but not at Crown Jewel. Maybe at another event.
Yeah. I can see that. I think Daniel Bryan, I feel like if they have him winning that, it has to be like a really big moment.
Yeah.
Yes. So I can see him not getting it at this pay-per-view, which I think is probably a good thing. So I agree. I think he should have to wait a little bit longer. I could see if it was going to happen. Like, I feel like that's another Mania moment almost.
Yes.
In itself. Yeah. So
I mean,
any other thoughts on that, MJ? Either of you. Wonderful ladies.
I said my thoughts, so. No, you can go. I said my thoughts, so.
Oh, okay. I guess you guys pretty much felt the same way I did. Giving it to him right now would be too soon. Mm-hmm. I'm a big AJ Styles fan, and you're right about The Miz. You know, he's the guy that everybody loves to hate, but they still love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. I actually really like that segment. But I like when he tries to keep his composure and then just loses it.
Yeah.
And it's like effortless. It's like second nature to him. It's so funny. But no, I really hope AJ keeps it a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And they need to squash this whole Daniel Bryan and Miz drama already. I feel like it's been going on for forever,
mm-hmm.
even though it should have ended already a gazillion times, but it's still going. But I hope AJ holds on to it for a little longer. And you're right. If they give it back to Daniel because he's so well-liked, it needs to be a very big moment.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't drop the ball on that one.
Oh, God.
I know. So moving on from Raw SmackDown, I want to take it straight to actually the Mae Young Classic. Did you guys have a favorite match from that? Because for me, Deonna Purrazzo, loved her. Mia also was awesome. Caitlyn, I just love her. I think the matches now that we're getting down to the end are awesome. I think they've been really good. So, I mean, do you guys have any favorites? I don't know if I have a favorite, but do you guys have, like, a standout match from this last episode?
I liked, well, I'm going to be biased because they were my two favorites going in, but obviously, like, Diana Perazzo and the Mia Yim matches were my favorites just because I love those two, and they're so entertaining to watch in the ring. So those were mine.
I was actually in the middle of the Mia and Caitlin fight. Who won that one?
Mia Yim.
Mia Yim.
Ah, yes, my girl, my doppelganger.
See, because I remember that post.
Yeah, I remember it.
I actually saw that was the first time I had ever like heard of her or whatever. But yeah, I watched her first match and I really wasn't impressed. I hate saying it, but I wasn't impressed. But this last one, right when we started the podcast, I was still watching it. So, but even from the couple minutes that I saw, definitely she stepped up her game a little bit more. But my favorite was Casey. I'm sad she's out, but
yes, Casey was my girl. Too. I thought that match was really good. I thought she did really well, and we got to see so much more of her than you do if you just go into NXT house show. So I loved seeing that. Yeah. So now we're going to jump from that. We're going to end it with the best of the best, which is NXT.
Mm-hmm.
We had the triple threat match, and I got it right this time because I confused MJ completely last time. Because I'm like, we have a 6-man tag.
Yeah, he threw me. I was like, what?
We didn't at all. So the triple threat match, Ricochet retained, which I know MJ is so happy about. I'm an Adam Cole fan myself, but what did you guys think of that? I thought it was an awesome match. All three guys are amazing.
It was just as amazing as I thought it would be. Like, and the fact that my guy Ricochet retained once again, I was really excited. So, of course, that ended well for me. I said he would. So
you did. I was pulling for Adam Cole, but it didn't go that way. It's all right.
My husband wanted Pete Dunne to win, and I was like, excuse me, this is a Ricochet household. What are you talking about?
Whoa, don't end up on the couch, all right? Samantha, what did you, I mean, did you get a chance to watch that, and what did you think, if so?
I'm not a big NXT person. I know all the names, you know, I've seen some of the fights and stuff, but I fell off when they brought up Finn Balor. So as soon as he got off, I was done.
She's like, Finn's here. I don't need anyone else.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
you know, at but least you know, you're honest.
I will say that because I have seen some of the matches, not like anything current. I couldn't tell you like what's happening right now, but you know, the guys and the girls in NXT, because they want it so much more, I feel like they put on such amazing shows. Like, they're even better than main roster shows sometimes.
Anytime, pretty much.
Exactly.
It's definitely a big difference, and that's why I was like, NXT is kind of the best as far as, you know, match-wise and storytelling.
Exactly.
And, I think, for me, the only other standout thing from NXT was, I love seeing, you know, Tommaso, Velveteen Dream. I like where this whole feud is going with them right now.
Yeah.
And Nikki Cross playing her part, because we're still trying to figure out who attacked Aleister Black and where that's going. So I like seeing her getting more involved in that. So I think it's really cool. And I think it'll be interesting to see where this is going next week. And hopefully how much longer until we find out. And I need my man Aleister Black back on TV because I love him. So
I hope not much longer. I don't want them to drag this out and kind of ruin it, you know?
I know. And so. I feel like it has.
Yeah, it's been kind of
starting.
It's getting there. It's, like, giant. I'm like, okay, I kind of want to know. But I don't know, by, like, tonight with, like, Cassius Ohno or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like he maybe could be one. Because it's, like, he seemed
annoyed.
Yeah, like, he seemed annoyed that William Regal was like, oh, you're not a threat. So, like.
Yeah.
And then Nikki Cross went in his face and was like, I know what you did. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe it could be him, too. And we were just overlooking him.
It better be someone good. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Like, just give us someone good.
If we're Samantha, waiting this long.
I would ask your thoughts, Samantha, but I know you're like, listen, I stopped after Finn Balor because, like, it's Finn Balor. And we
it's
don't
Finn
blame
Balor,
you.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, anyone that's seen him, like, come on, all right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Glad you guys know.
MJ's like, ah.
Uh-oh. Finn Balor's my boo.
Okay, I'm like, all right,
we're back on.
I have my Raw boo, I have my SmackDown boo, and I have my NXT boo.
Oh, well, that's how it has to go. Options.
Yeah, Finn Balor is my Raw boo. Jeff Hardy is number one always, but he's my SmackDown boo. And Ricochet is my NXT boo. Okay, there you like go. It. Those are all
like
my boos.
We're going to start classifying now. I'm going to have to like pick my three.
Oh, I don't think I could. That is, yeah I couldn't.
I mean, I have a few other, and then I have my independence is Flip Gordon.
Yeah. Oh, Flip. Oh, he's adorable. And he's so nice. Yes. He's so sweet. So, guys, I think we reached the end of the show, and it was a lot of fun, because, Samantha, you're our first guest ever on the show.
Yay!
So, again, thank you for coming on. It was a lot of fun to be able to sit down and talk, you know, with you, and the people can get to know you a little bit more, and hopefully, you know, everybody follow her. Follow all of us.
Follow all of us.
Show the love and support. Again, Samantha, I'm going to go ahead and let you tell everyone once again where they can find you on social media.
All right. Instagram, the Samantha Bella, Twitter, _ Samantha Bella, _, and YouTube, just search Samantha Bella.
And MJ, I'm going to let you close out the show. Like, only MJ knows how to close out the show. So take it away.
All right, everyone. As you know, end of the week, don't forget to tune in to our other show on the ChairShot Network, Pod is War with Andrew Ballas and Christopher Platt, alongside with our very own Brittany. Listen to them on the ChairShotNetwork.com, or you can also do the ChairShot Radio Network on iTunes and Google Play. Don't forget to also listen to our show every week, because I know you love that. And follow us at RREV Podcast on Twitter and Ringside Revolution on Instagram. Follow my Instagram and Twitter, MJ_Santi with two I's. And Brittany?
You can find me on Twitter at Brittany_Lynn. That's BRITNI_LYNNE. And on Instagram at Brittany Lynn without the underscore. And make sure you follow all of us again. Samantha, big thank you for coming on. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, girls, so much. I loved it. My nerves are definitely gone now.
Good. I know you were so nervous, but that's as I said. It's like so fun and it's easy and
you're relaxed. You're welcome anytime.
Yes, definitely. Awesome. We hope to have you back on.
I'm going to have to check out some more NXT matches so I can keep up with you girls.
It's okay. We won't hold it against you. If not,
Okay, thank you.
There's a lot of wrestling in the week. We get it.
There is. There's so much.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, make sure you follow all of us. Make sure you check out Samantha. She did awesome, so make sure you show her some love. And again, we will see you guys next week. Bye.